We start today in Exmouth, WA. It's about 1,200 kilometres or so north of Perth. And the town's cleaning up at the moment after getting almost a year's worth of rain just over the last weekend. Turk Shales is the Exmouth Shire President and joins me now. Hi, Turk. Thanks for joining Bush Telegraph.
Hello, Cameron. Good morning. Good morning to you, all your listeners.
How's the clean-up going at the moment, Turk?
Yes. We're doing the best that we can. The rain that we did receive on this, we're actually on a cape, and in the cape is full of gorges with huge runoffs and water catchments. On one side is the town, and then the Gulf, Exmouth Gulf, and on the other side is where the Leeuwin Current is and the Indian Ocean goes down towards Fremantle. On our side, we got between 250 and 300 mil. We've got five different runoffs come unfortunately through the town to get to the Gulf, and the trail of destruction and devastation that was left behind after that was incredible.
So it's just like a big funnel, is it, through the middle of town?
Absolutely, yeah. Five different ways that the water can make its way through town, and when you get a deluge like that, Cameron, it was just horrendous. But on the other side, the western side, I still can't get over. I did a reconnaissance mission around there yesterday, and that is where the World Heritage listed National Park and Ningaloo Reef is. They had a rain gauge at a metering centre around there that can hold 200 mil. They emptied it twice. They had 400 mil around that side, and the devastation around there, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm 56 years of age, mate, and I just could not believe what Mother Nature can do.
So what damage to the park and to the reef as well?
No, actually, the reef is okay. That's fine. It's just the deluge that has come out of the cape itself. It's created what used to be a creek could be a riverbed now, just to give your listeners a bit of an idea. The metering centre, which is the go-to centre in the park, that went under a metre of water. We had many stories of people and bravery. Heartfelt stories in town of people that were stranded, because we are a tourism town. People with nowhere to stay, and locals saying, well, look, I've got a spare bedroom. This kind of stuff is just beautiful when you hear of locals doing stuff like that for people that are tourists that are stranded.
People that have been headed that way to see Ningaloo Reef, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we get an influx. Our population is 2,500, but for about 8 months of the year, we can get up to 8,000 people because of our tourism situation. We're synonymous with the whale shark. I'm sure you would have heard of that.
Yeah, people go out to swim quite closely with them, I think, don't they?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But to give you an idea of some of the devastation, there's 8 to 10 metre tamarisk trees around one section that were ripped out of the ground and are now floating in the ocean.
10 metre trees in the ocean?
Yes, in the ocean. We had one camper that had a camper trailer set aside, and his car on one side, he was sleeping in his car. The camper trailer was floated away into the ocean, never to be seen again.
Lost the trailer?
The trailer was gone, bang, into the water. Yeah.
So you are, for people on the east coast of Australia, you are quite a way north on the WA coast, but you're not used to rains like this, surely. You're not in that real tropical cyclone type area.
No, we're not that far up, but we do suffer with obviously a cyclonic season through November, late March, and of course I'm sure your listeners would have known that the strongest winds ever to hit the shore of Australia was Vance in 1999. We had another event in 2002, but this one was like there was no wind. It was the strangest phenomena. The clouds themselves, once it got to the cape of Exmouth, it seemed that they'd just circled and just kept on dumping it on us. I think it's a new one for Mother Nature. And I've heard what's gone on in America, and, you know, that is wind. This was no wind. This was just a torrential rain.
And how long did it fall for?
We got this under 48 hours.
So up to 48 hours. 300-400 mils, depending on where you are, in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there still much water around now?
No, because of the cape, you know, the water wants to find its way straight to the ocean. So the majority of the water is in the ocean, gone. All it's done is left a trail of destruction. Mm. We managed to get the main road out of Exmouth back open again yesterday. There's still a lot of work that has to be done by main roads there. As far as the west side, the Shire itself, we've got four loaders, two around there now, another two loaders around there tomorrow, and we're going to do our best to have that road open into the park, because there is sections of the park that are still okay and still welcome for visitors, but we just got to get this road fixed around there so that we can get them in there. Having said that, there are some camping spots that, well, I know two, that will not be open ever again. They've just been destroyed, totally destroyed, turned into a great big creek bed.
Most of the tourists moved on now, though. I guess the road's open, they can get out if they need to.
Yeah, some of the ones with the smaller vans or smaller whatever, and of course the Anzac weekend, the school holidays, obviously they've made their way back home now that we've got the road open.
I imagine the diving on the reef wouldn't be the best at the moment, though. You wouldn't see too much.
It is. It's okay. There are spots where the ocean is actually still brown, but there are plenty of places that they can go to, you know, swim with whale sharks or still go fishing.
So that's all still going on?
Yes, it is, mate. Yep, yep.
We've heard some stories from the pastoralists around the greater area that they're actually quite happy. Has there been some good that's come out of this as well, this rain?
Well, yes. Yeah, I spoke to the owner of Warra Station only yesterday, and she said as much as it's really sad in some areas and the situations for campers and what have you, she said, you know, on a personal note, I've been culling sheep and getting them off the property because there's been no water, you know, for 18 months, she was saying. Exmouth itself, since we had a shower, just a little shower, it'd been 7 months. But so she has actually welcomed it, and I'm sure other pastoralists have as well.
So nothing for them in 18 months, and then they get this.
Yeah, and then they get this, exactly.
The pastoral side, to one side, you've got wildflowers around that part of the world as well, don't you? Desert flowers that would probably be set for a decent bloom later in the year now?
I'm sure they will. The unfortunately, in some areas where the deluge has come out of the Cape, it's like little pebbles that we have here, might be 3-4 inches round. They've actually totally destroyed the vegetation because of, you know, when you've got a wall of water coming out of a Cape at 1 metre high, sometimes even 2 metres high, obviously when they're carrying these rocks, it just destroys the vegetation. But having said that, once everything settles down, the revegetation will be as green as ever.
It'll be spectacular come what, July, June, July, August, that sort of time?
Absolutely.
All right, so what do you actually need? What's the top priority now, Turk?
The top priority for us is to assist with DPOR, which is Department of Parks and Wildlife, to get this road around the park back open again, as I spoke about the front-end loaders. There's about 20 or 30 people around there working virtually 24/7. So the Shire itself is going to get around there and try and help them as best we can. The main road is open now, but the main road going down towards Carnarvon is a main road situation, so they'll be doing that. But the Shire itself has obviously assisted to help out any travellers that needed to get out of town or, i.e., into town.
Well, Turk, good luck with the recovery, and I hope the people, the tourists in particular, come back pretty quick.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much, Cameron.
Turk Shales is the Exmouth Shire President. You're listening to Bush Telegraph. You're on RN.